So almost time to finish, but before we do, we've got the best of the TV, radio, film and stream highlights, 10 best shows to watch, listen to and stream. And we've also got for you Grapevine, which are the TV stories that are getting us talking. Okay, so number one, we've got the Women's Euro 2025 final, which will feature England, the England women. So that's on at 4 p.m. on Sunday on BBC One or ITV. Okay, so next up we have a new programme called Destination X. It's Wednesday and Thursday, 9 p.m. BBC One next week. And Rob Brydon hosts a new reality show that takes a hefty whack of the traitors and mixes in plenty of coach trip and race across the world. Contestants are bussed across Europe and then try to work out where in the world they are. I fancy it already. Sounds quite fun. Okay, number three, which is already described, we have Inside the Cult of the Jesus Army. This is Sunday, 9 p.m. BBC Two. And this documentary tells the sordid and disturbing story of a Christian sect that preyed on vulnerable people across Middle England from the early 70s onwards. Can't happen here. Sadly, it did. That's audio described, Sunday, 9 p.m. BBC Two. So we have a music film for you, Whitney Houston, I Wanna Dance With Somebody. It's on Saturday on BBC Two. And just to give you your bearings, that is the 26th of July. Forming the centrepiece of an evening dedicated to the greatest love of all singer is this comprehensive biopic that's tracing her life from church choir to global megastardom and beyond. Naomi Ackle disappears into the title role. So number five, we have The Gone. It's on BBC Two, audio described, and it's on Thursday and Friday, which will be the 31st of July and the 1st of August. The New Zealand Irish crime drama earns itself a promotion from BBC Four to BBC Two, with this second series finding Theo, Richard Flood and Diana Akushatara-Kupe on the hunt for a missing journalist. Number six is Saturday the 26th. It's 3 p.m. on Radio 3 and Radio 4. Your Claudia Winkleman is your host for this proms dedicated to the traitors. The theme is a loose mix of the macabre and the mysterious, with the likes of Mozart's Requiem and Saint Saleen's Dance Macabre in the show. Number seven is Film and It's 13 Lives. It is on BBC Two. It's audio described at 10 p.m. on Sunday, which is the 27th of July. And Colin Farrell, Joel Edgerton and Viggo Mortensen take the plunge as three of the unassuming diving obsessives who worked to save a trapped group from a flood tide cave in 2018. Edge of the seat stuff, even if you know the outcome. Number eight is Film. It's Avengers Infinity War. And this is Certificate 12. It's on Saturday, 8 p.m. BBC One. You always get big films on during the summer, don't you? When they don't have anything else to show. It's audio described, BBC One, and I Am Inevitable. The first 18 films in the Marvel Cinematic Universe come to a head as Mad Titan Thanos, a very purple Josh Brolin, arrives to enact his apocalyptic plan. Can Iron Man, Black Widow, Thor and the rest of the gang save the universe? So number nine, we have Chief of War, episodes 1 and 2, available Friday. This is streaming Apple TV Plus and Rival Warriors in what is about to become unified Hawaii in the late 1700s soon learn a harsh lesson in this epic drama. Don't mess with Jason Momoa. Okay, next up is number 10, and this is Fallen Leaves. It's Saturday, 9:45 p.m. at BBC Four, Certificate 12, and Alma Poisty gives a wonderful turn in this sweet but lightly gritty Finnish romantic comedy as a shot worker who's shot at love with a fellow lonely soul is repeatedly interrupted. So we're going to move on now to Grapevine and give you the TV stories that everyone is talking about. So New Yorkshire, with its combination of Yorkshire grit and Rag to Riches family drama, The Hardacres, was made for 5. So it's unsurprising the broadcaster ordered a second series. But there's a crucial change. The series, starring Julie Graham and Claire Cooper, has a new showrunner, Dan Sefton, best known for Trust Me. Sefton now turns his hand to bringing C.L. Skelton's novels to the screen. Finding Fault. Fawlty Towers returns, sort of. The play, based on the series adapted by John Cleese, will air on UK Gold in September. Cleese reworked 3 episodes, The Hotel Inspector, The Germans and Communication Problems for the play, coming to screens in honour of the sitcom's 50th anniversary. Now fans can judge how well Outlander star Adam Jackson Smith's take on Basil matches up to the original. I've seen this, it'll be very interesting to see what you think. Okay, who's number one? Lee Mack's game show, The 1% Club, is getting the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire treatment this autumn. The ITV quiz airs on a Saturday, but will return as a 5-night stripped event, where a prize pot of up to $500,000 will roll over to the next episode if unclaimed. The twist is anyone who gets to or beyond the 1% question can return the following night to win even more money. Hot Money. Speaking of Millionaire, the quiz is getting a new spin-off. Millionaire Hot Seat sees host Jeremy Clarkson face a queue of contestants. Get a question right, you stay. Pass and you go to the back of the queue. Get it wrong, you're out, and the top prize drops. 18 episodes have been ordered alongside 19 of Regular Millionaire, including 7 celebrity specials. So quite a lot to look forward to in the next year, I would say. So that's Grapevine. We'll have more of the TV, radio, film stream highlights and Grapevine coming up when we're back in August.